Not King Cole on a Saturday morning. Here's Out on a Limb. If you're just visiting in town and discovered the middle of the FM dial, we're WBAI, we're listener-sponsored. Because we have no corporate sponsors, I'm allowed to express myself with thoughts that probably you wouldn't hear on other stations. That's why we're raising money this morning, so I can be allowed to continue. So Out on a Limb. I, David Rothenberg, am a real person. That's a declaration I must make weekly until the Republican convention next summer. For if there's one issue on which all GOP candidates for the presidency seem to agree, is that people, real people, are only found out there in Tulsa and Birmingham, Omaha and Pittsburgh. I live in New York City, and by Republican definition, I am not a real person. Not like that racist yahoo in Nevada who threatened the federal government and was embraced by Sean Hannity, or like those homophobic charmers on Duck Dynasty in the Louisiana Bayou. New York City and Hollywood have been designated as places of not real people. They've also defined the Beltway, which I've not located yet on my atlas, but is insistently included in the rants about real people. Mike Huckabee, that dumpling of a man, a former governor as well as a recent Fox News host, has authored a book called Gods, Guns, Grits, and Gravy. He's the current cheerleader separating the nation. It's no longer blue states and red states. Huckabee Finn says it's the bubbers and the blubbers. He also makes it clear to me that the oratorical eloquence of the current White House occupant is part of what offends the Tea Party Dixiecrats. Because you may recall a decade ago when they insisted George W. Bush was a man with whom they'd like to sit down and share a beer with. Well, in my elitist state, I could imagine several people with whom I would consider interesting tavern company, none of whom I would consider presidential timber. Bubba Buddies at the Blarney Stone is one thing. Confronting immigration legislation or the Mideast crisis calls for more insight than the consumption of Coors. But I would more likely opt for a glass of wine rather than beer, proving Huckabee's contention that I'm an elitist. I read about the real people every day. They are out there. I read about that gunman in Douglasville, Georgia last week who shot seven people, killing five of them, a gun holder, a credit to the NRA. Then there's that real woman in Utah accused of killing six of her newborns and storing their bodies in a garage. Had she thought it through, she could have opted for abortions, but she didn't, which could make her a model for the pro-egg enthusiasts. Then there's the publicized shooting of three North Carolina students in Asheville. Honor students they were, also Muslim. And that their religion was described as only part of the motivation for the killings. Initially, the accused was enraged over a parking space. Now that's something with which a thoroughbred Bubba could identify, a parking space. Out in real people, Missoula, Montana, a homeowner killed a 17-year-old foreign exchange student for trespassing, reminding us that real people prioritize property over people. And listen, if you don't shoot a gun, what's the point of owning one? And then there's the Texas man who was arrested, charged with arson, a fire that destroyed an Islamic institute in Houston. That should show them how we think in Syria and Lebanon and Egypt. One thing is sure, and GOP presidential hopefuls know it. There might not be many real people in New York City, but there's a great deal of real money here. Scott Walker was here this week just raising some bucks. They'll be courting Wall Street and Park Avenue. David Cook, or Koch, however you want to pronounce it, one of the Koch brothers, lives in East Hampton and Fifth Avenue, among many places he calls home. And he'll be hosting a few of those guys. Remember, though, his family's billions is situated somewhere on the plains of Kansas, home and heartland of real people. The aforementioned Scott Walker, Wisconsin's governor and an eager participant in the GOP presidential grab bag, is scoring points with the real people. He recently attempted to redefine the goal of his state's prestigious 150-year-old university, the University of Wisconsin. In its statement of purpose, the school has always called for the search for truth. It was Governor Walker's intention to replace truth with a definition that said meeting the state's workforce needs. Now, on the surface, that sounds like a meat and potatoes proletariat position. But when you're politically threatened by a search for truth, it's time for action. But enough Badger elitists protested successfully, arguing that the search for truth is the first and most powerful aspect of education. The ability to think could be part of the divide in our country right now. There's some comic relief in Huckabee's assertion about what is real and who is real and who isn't. But any study of history reveals that dictators often grab power by defining the scapegoats, the expendables. We don't have to go to Hitler's Germany and the sacrificing of Jews to make the point. Here in our own land, slaves were free labor, and the founding fathers defined them as three-fifths of a person. Real people, and then those were not quite so real. Scott Walker might be onto something. Eliminate the truth and then eliminate history as a warning of dangerous enemies. If you don't know the past, you might be forced to repeat it. I am a real person, no matter what Mike Huckabee contends or how Scott Walker attempts to redefine education. I'm David Rothenberg, out on a limb.